Now we'll turn to the evening news postbag. Penalties for speeding drivers should be draconian, urges Anthony Hansel of Norwich. As he says, the paper is right to draw attention to the scandal of drivers exceeding 100 miles per hour. It is high time the law was changed. Magistrates find their sentencing powers are limited and insufficient to deal with this serious willful crime. Anyone caught exceeding 100 miles per hour should face a mandatory 6 months in prison and followed by 6 months driving disqualification. There should be no ability to plead special reasons against these automatic sentences. No one goes at that speed accidentally, and the driver should be well aware of the consequences of the sentence on him or herself and their family.
Kerry Williams of Norwich agrees to a certain extent. Saturday's paper reported over 300 drivers were convicted of speeding at 100 mile per hour or more in Norfolk and Suffolk, some in areas of 30 mile per hour. Some were disqualified from driving for 56 days. Ludicrously light sentences such as these are not much more than a short-term inconvenience for these drivers. This will not change mindsets when they are back on our roads, nor will it deter others. A more appropriate starting point would be suspension for at least a year.
One correspondent last week, in a letter that we did not actually quote to you, suggested that Norfolk and its people were extremely unfriendly. Emailed letters have poured in, both agreeing and disagreeing, and a letter from Anthony Oldfield of Acle puts the opposite point of view. In his letter, Mr. Zenden decries the coldness of the people of Norfolk. He seems to live in a different Norfolk to the one that we live in. We too have travelled the world, but we often stay here with valued family members during visits to the UK. When we returned to live in this country 4 years ago, Norfolk was, for us, the place to go. We are still convinced that this was the right decision. We have been made welcome and made to feel part of the community. We have yet to experience poor service in shops or restaurants. Even supermarket checkout staff are cheerful and helpful. Strangers in the street not only greet us, they often start a friendly conversation. A welcoming response from a community anywhere in the world depends on the friendly attitude of the incomer. A friendly attitude can on occasion be met with indifference or suspicion, but we have never experienced this in Norfolk.
Finally, you have heard in previous editions that seagulls have been causing a nuisance, and R. Harris of Brandon Parver suggests a potential solution. Having returned from a recent trip to Norway, I noticed that a lot of flats and high buildings, they had bird scarers, as used by farmers in this region. They consist of hawk lookalikes suspended from a cord on long fiberglass poles. These twist and turn in the slightest breeze and were used to deter seagulls. Could this help the council and residents who are plagued by seagulls and maybe a cheap solution?